Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, which we heard this morning, Paul says, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love of all the saints. And for that reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. Have you ever had that much gratitude for someone else's faith? I never expected to feel that kind of gratitude for a stranger's faith. But then I read an op-ed piece in the New York Times 2 weeks ago about a man named Travis Mills. And I have not been able to stop thinking about him. And I found myself giving thanks for him in my prayers. You might know him from his autobiography, Tough as They Come, which was a bestseller in 2015. I hadn't heard about him until I read about him in the paper on Veterans Day. But he has been quietly magnificent since 2012. He's a man who has his gratitude and his courage in a proper balance, and they probably saved his life. In April 2012, during his third tour of duty in Afghanistan, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills put his backpack down on the ground. But that's all it took because a mine was underneath the surface of that ground. He said the backpack touching the ground was all it took. Such a simple act of war. My world erupted, and in a flash of flame, I heard a huge kaboom. That day, Mr. Miller lost both his arms and both his legs in that explosion. Only 5 soldiers have survived the loss of both arms and both legs in Afghanistan or Iraq, and Travis Mills is one of those men. His journey back from that day tells the story of a man returning to life, claiming his life. And he seems to have done it with strong physical courage, a strong sense of gratitude for the gifts and graces that were in his life, and a strong faith. A movie of his life is already in the works. You might want to know that Adam Driver is playing Mr. Mills, and Sylvester Stallone is playing his determined father-in-law, who stands by him. So Mr. Mills is already in good company, or I think I should say Sylvester Stallone is in good company with Mr. Mills. Prosthetic arms and legs were created for him in 2012, and it did not take him long to use them. Within 6 months of getting those new arms and legs, he was running a 5K charity race, much like the turkey trot race some of us ran on Thursday. Doctors will tell you that that feat is almost technically impossible to recover so quickly and to master legs that quickly. But it didn't stop Travis Mills. Apparently, he was equally invulnerable to self-pity or to pride. If he were here, he would tell us that he isn't superhuman. In the article I read, he said, I don't think the challenges in my life are greater than anyone else's. I'm just thankful I was able to serve my country. That is quiet magnificence. His own large spirit, his own raw courage in learning to stand and walk and run would have been enough. But his generosity pulled him even further into an engaged and empathetic life. He lost 4 limbs in Afghanistan, but he was determined to help other veterans. He didn't limit himself at all. So just a few years ago, he began a project to transform an old estate on the shores of a lake in Maine. He envisioned a conference center where wounded veterans and their families could spend a week free of charge, gathering for community and conversation and plain old fun. And the location that he got was once a glorious place that had fallen into disrepair. From the 30s to the 70s, it had been called the Main Chance Resort, and glamorous celebrities of the day, Judy Garland or Mamie Eisenhower or Lillian Gish, came to get clear and sober and get a new chance in their own lives. So on a sunny day this past October, I'm happy to tell you that the new Travis Mills Foundation Center for Wounded Veterans held an open house, and an elegant old grounds were filled with vets and their families who were starting all over again. The material transformation of the property was made possible by a lot of foundations and businesses like Wayfair or New Balance and the Barbara Bush Foundation. But the deeper work, the vision for this greatness, came from Mr. Mills' faith and determination. What seems clear is that his heart is full of the abundant life that Jesus wants for each one of us. It's what Jesus wants for us when he says, "I came that you might have life and have it abundantly," even in the face of difficulty, even in the face of tragedy. Mr. Mills shows us that abundant life is not as far away as we might think it is. Travis Mills is about the work of our gospel passage. He's giving water to the thirsty. He's welcoming the stranger. He's bringing dignity and joy to people who need to reclaim dignity and joy. And not surprisingly, Mr. Mills' motto is, "Never give up, never quit." He says that he claimed that motto when he woke up in a hospital at 25 and determined to fight his way back to becoming the husband and father of the wife and daughter he left behind when he went to serve in Afghanistan. It seems that gratitude gets him up in the morning, and gratitude sends him out the door and into his life, and faith gets him to the gym and out into his life as a motivational speaker. His faith and his gratitude seem to make him brave enough to envision and claim the abundant life that was waiting for him. I think we look at blessings with human eyes and human expectation. But God is looking at the gifts that God gives us with God's eyes and with God's expectations. So sometimes we have to grow larger or develop sharper vision before we can see the blessings that God has been seeing all along. For Travis, I think those blessings were in his heart and in his soul. I am certain that free will was what put a bomb in a roadside plot that blew up and destroyed Travis Mills' limbs. But I am equally sure that God put vision and grit and raw determination into Travis's soul to sustain him when claiming his abundant life got harder than any of us could possibly have imagined it would. And claim it, he did. No wonder people wanted him to write a book. No wonder Sylvester Stallone and Adam Driver want to play in his life's movie. No wonder he founded a foundation for recovering vets and their families. He didn't just read our gospel passage. He is busy embodying our gospel passage. In the face of Travis Mills' grit and faith, I hope that we can all speak Paul's words with modern conviction. "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." Amen.